Here with me in this interview, I have Dave Zilberman, University of California, Berkeley. And here at this transition to a bioeconomy conference, you're talking a little bit about the distributional effects of biofuels. What exactly do you mean by that?
I mean that biofuel makes some people better off and other people worse off. The people that are better off are the drivers because they have to pay, let's say, 15 cents less for gasoline because of biofuel. On the other hand, the people that are worse off are the consumer of food, especially in developing countries that have to pay maybe 20% or even 40% more for food. Now, one group that benefit from it immensely are the farmers. Farmers always needed this other crop that will keep prices high. And this is a biofuel, and it's if farmers will produce energy forever, that will be great for agriculture. Unfortunately, the world is running off cheap food. That's the reason that in the past we produced a lot of food, farmers got low prices, but and they got subsidized. People were always complaining about cheap food and subsidies, but that is worse than the alternative, which is expensive food. So today we have issues that biofuel benefits the middle class, but it hurts the poor. And when it hurts the poor, it results in political instability. And I think that one of the biggest problems that I worry is that political instability may be a big obstacle in the future of biofuel. So that's the reason that I reached my second conclusion, which is that we need to increase productivity. So to me, my big feeling is that if we don't increase agricultural productivity, we are in trouble. How you increase agricultural productivity? To me, we have to introduce biotech. We have to have BT wheat. We have to have a lot of new type of biotech that take advantage of the new knowledge that we have. Roundup ready wheat, Roundup ready rice. We really have throughout the world to take advantage of what we know, and then there will be a second generation of biotech that will take it better. In my view, given the concern about the price of food and the bad situation in which we are in, we really need to increase productivity. Moreover, if we don't increase productivity, if we don't have biotech, we won't have biofuel. And then we'll have a disaster globally because we will really have to a big challenge to adjust to ridiculously high energy prices that will cause a lot of disruption.
Well, when you look at the effect of on the price of food that you were saying, you see that more in developing countries than, say, a country like the United States?
Oh, I think you see it in developing countries, but you will see it also in the United States. Generally speaking, what will happen is that some of the developing countries will be able to afford some food, so the price of food in the U.S. Will go up as well. If China will continue to export corn, and the price of corn will go up, and a lot of corn will go to biofuel, we will have a problem of providing meat in reasonable prices. So in the U.S. there will be food price inflation of 10%. Again, most people don't care, but if you're a poor person, that's a big problem. But obviously the big issue will be in real poor countries where people may really starve. And that's something that we really don't want to see. Now, what happened now is that China, that has a lot of reserve of dollars, is buying fuel and buying food, subsidizing their local consumers, so they are in good shape. But a country like Haiti or Indonesia, these countries will be in trouble. So I think that globally we may have a lot of problems, and this problem will translate to political instability.
Great. Well, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with me here and tell us a little bit about this subject of what the effects of biofuels are on distributionally worldwide. Here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.